I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Most, perhaps all lives, have defining moments, those instances that suddenly turn our lives upside down in unbidden ways, those moments that we didn't see coming and dramatically shift the lenses through which we view and understand our world. Some of these defining moments happen in childhood and have the capacity to shape our life trajectories. The journalist Max Lerner once said, "The turning point in the process of growing up is when you discover the core of strength within you that survives all hurt." 13-year-old Annabelle Doyle seems to be doing just that.
I believe in being resilient. 4 years ago, when I was 9 years old, I thought my life was perfect. I had a great class, school, friends, and family. But one day, I was proven wrong. My class was going on a field trip to go seal watching. We were having a good time, but nobody knew that within 3 minutes, everything was about to change. We were on the bus back to school. Kids and adults were distracted by conversations, games, naps, or books. Nobody saw it coming. The bus did a fishtail to the left, and there was a push from the back. We hit the guardrail on the side of the highway and went flying through the air. We knocked a street lamp onto the ground, the sound ringing in the air. We landed at the bottom of a hill and careened into the woods. Everyone was in a state of shock. "Get off the bus," people were shouting. I staggered quickly off the bus, helped by a person that showed up out of the blue. My friend was on the ground. It looked like she was barely breathing. Parent chaperones herded us to firemen who were shouting, "Get away from the bus. There might be a gas leak. We need to check it out." I could feel pain stinging my back. The sound of sirens made it all feel like a crazy movie. I ran over to my friend. Her face was covered in tears and blood. I did not know what to do or what to think, so I started picking up backpacks, trying to be helpful. Then I was taken to the hospital to be checked out. Although some people had serious injuries, everyone recovered. But some of my friends had nightmares for months or refused to get on a bus. In the years since the accident, I was sometimes scared to think about the memories of screams, sirens, and ambulances. I had a new life, a new class, new school, new friends, and same great family. I had a larger than normal speed bump in my road of life, and I know that there will be more potholes and pebbles to trip on. But I now believe that we appreciate life more if we go through a hard time and recover.
Annabelle Doyle will be entering the 8th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives in Providence with her sister Grace, her parents Amy and Tom, and her favorite dog, Tasha. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.